Now you find out in chapter 19, as we come to that, the cities of refuge are mentioned. I've been into this before, but may I just say briefly, certain cities were called cities of refuge, that when a man had slain someone accidentally, not in a premeditated manner, for instance, they were out working together, an axe head came off and hit the man. Well, his brother may think he did it purposely, and he's not permitted to bring him into court or anything. The man goes to a city of refuge, and he's protected there until a fair trial can be held. That was something that was very important. Now we are told here something about the land that they're going into. In verse 8, if the Lord thy God enlarge thy coast, as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, and give thee all the land which he promised to give unto thy fathers, if thou shalt keep all his commandments to do them, which I command thee this day, to love the Lord thy God, and to walk ever in his ways. The test of love is obedience. Then shalt thou add 3 cities more for thee beside these 3. But they never needed those for the very simple reason that out of 300,000 square miles God gave to them, they've only occupied 30,000 square miles. Now you have here the fact that landmarks were sacred. Verse 14, thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. This is a protection of human property, the protection of the rights to property. That's important today, by the way. Now you have, beginning at verse 15, something that reveals to us how awesome the law really was, and what it is. Anyone that says today they want to live under law, they ought to really find out what it is. He talks here about, beginning with verse 15, one witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, and any sin that he sinneth. The mouth of 2 witnesses, or at the mouth of 3 witnesses, shall the matter be established, and so on. Now, there's rules for that. But notice what happens here. If a man is found guilty of breaking the law, what shall they do? Show mercy? Verse 21. And thine eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. That's law, friends. I thank God today that the Lord is not judging me on the basis of law, that he saves me today by grace, because if he was saving me by law today, I'd be lost, because I could never, never measure up. Law is law, friends. We have such a careless attitude toward law. Believe me, God enforces his law, and it's eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. And I thank God that he saves by grace today, and that the throne of God has become a mercy seat because Christ died and the blood has been sprinkled there, and that's the blood of the covenant. He paid the penalty, and there is pardon today for sinners, not because they keep a law, because they've broken it. They're guilty before God, and God saves by his marvelous, infinite, wonderful grace. Oh, how important this is. How wonderfully important this is, friends, in these days in which we're living.